You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. As one half of the Indigo Girls, Emily Saliers is one of the most important female voices of a generation. And she's just released her debut solo album. Black wings across a beautiful sky, fly. Emily's record is called Murmuration Nation. She'll perform live music along with violinist Lyris Hung, who also produced the album, and singer-songwriter Lucy Wainwright Roach. And we'll talk. I'll tell you, our conversation challenged some of my assumptions. Emily told me about the stigma of being a lesbian who plays acoustic guitar, what it was like for her to come out in the 80s, and some of the music that's influenced her the most.
I love rap music. When I found Public Enemy and I found political rap, it just blew me apart. So It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, that album, you know, it's my desert island album.
Right. And you'll never guess what Emily's ringtone is. Make a list in your head of songs you think it could be. You'll be wrong, I promise. I'll give you a hint. It's not Closer to Fine. Okay. To make Murmuration Nation, Emily crowdsourced money from fans in exchange for gifts, kind of like we do here in public radio. Emily's gifts ranged from a coffee mug to an invitation to join her for brunch at the award-winning restaurant she co-owns in Atlanta. You just heard a little bit of one of Emily's songs called Fly. And here she is with a live version of it in front of an audience of public radio supporters at the World Cafe. This is Emily Saliers.